This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
The start of our second hour here on the American Freedom Party Report, talking about print on demand and how it has changed your life and your world and the prospects of the Patriot cause. I'm holding a copy of The Dispossessed Majority, published in 1972 by Wilmot Robertson, in my hand. And when this genius produced this book, he had to, before he could get the book printed, he had to go through what are called galley proofs, which means that every single page of this book had an offset lithography plate, steel plate, made for it. And proofs were pulled off of each plate, sent to Wilmot to be proofed. And then, and of course, there were errors. There would always be errors anytime you do this stuff. Then he would make the corrections on the galley proofs, send them back to the printer, who then had to make brand new steel offset lithography plates for each typo on each page, or for each page. So the very expensive, very time consuming, and there'd still be errors that would creep through. And then when you print the thing, if it's going to be an edition of 10,000, let's say, first edition, the printer has to set up that plate for the first page of the book. Usually set up in, actually it's called, they're in sheets of four. But anyway, just call it the first page. And then he's got to print 10,000 copies of the first page. Then 10,000 of page two, page three, page four. Then he has to cut all those pages. Then he has to collate all those pages. Then they have to bind all those pages. And it's a hugely expensive thing. So that meant that Wilmot Robertson, Paul, when he had The Dispossessed Majority printed, he had to come up with, if he had an initial run of 10,000, he probably had to come up with $100,000 for the printer in advance. And then all he would get after that is he would get, in fact, as you mentioned, a warehouse full of books, which he now has to sell. What with print-on-demand, folks, here's the revolution that's occurred. When you run on a print-on-demand printer, and it's a mind-boggling thing, it's a small press that can be fit in a small area, unlike the offset lithography, huge German presses that we used to have to run that were as long as a room. They'd be like, 50 feet long. On this small press, you can put in the middle of a room. Every book is printed off in this fashion. It's if you have a book like this one of Wilmot, 600 pages long, the printer goes, like a machine gun, printing off 600 pages just like that, rat-a-tat-tat. And those 600 pages are the first book. You don't have to print 10,000 copies of page one. You just print one copy of the book, 600 pages, and the magic of it is this. Because you're not using steel offset lithography plates, which have ink that they have to be inked, and they have to be mounted on drums and the whole thing. No, you're doing digital printing, so that what the computer in the new POD press does is it shifts from page one to page two to page three to page four at the speed of light. And so the pages flying off the machine are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and they're flying faster than that. And so in a matter of, 2 minutes, you've got a book. Then 2 more minutes, you've got another book. 2 more minutes, another book. And as long as you want to do it. And the cost per book, here's the amazing thing. The cost per book doesn't change. Whether you make $100,000 or $100,000, the cost is going to be pretty much the same. The printer doesn't really care whether it's printing 100,000 of a book or it's printing 100,000 different books, one copy of each. The only extra work involved is that the operator of the press has to slide in a new thumb drive for each book. They go click, click, put the thumb drive in, and then start it up. But other than that, it enables you out there, if you're an aspiring Patriot author, you can write a book, and you're not going to believe this, you can get a book that's beautifully printed in trade paperback on acid-free paper for $6 a copy, $7 a copy. And you can order 100 copies. So for $700, you can have your order of 100 of your masterpiece, your great American novel, for $700. How's that?
It's revolutionized things completely. And I think this is going to be part of our taking back of our continent, that we will be properly in the communications business.
Yeah.
In a way that we haven't been.
Yeah, and get this, folks, just to get how revolutionary this is. When you order a book from one of these large sales offices, and I hate to use Amazon as an example because Jeff Bezos is such a catastrophe, but we'll just use Amazon because everybody knows it. When you order a book from Amazon, in many cases, they don't have any warehouse of that book whatsoever. They will print the book for you, right? Bing. Your one copy of the book will be printed on their POD presses. And it's as simple as that. They don't have to keep an inventory of the books. They can print one single copy or 10 or 100, as the case may be. So Amazon doesn't need to keep an inventory of millions and millions of books. They just need to keep the print-on-demand presses humming. And then the only thing they have to keep for each book is the file, the electronic file that is each book. And the operator of the POD press just clicks from one file to the next file. And so
it's so efficient. And I have actually been in possession of the metallic page, not proofs, but the and they take up a lot of space, whereas the typeset copy of my book or any other book would really just be on a flash drive. It's amazing.
Oh yeah, folks, for the dispossessed majority, which I still think is the greatest racially aware book ever written. If you don't have a copy, please get one. The Dispossessed Majority by Wilmot Robertson. I forgot about that, Paul. You're right, but I remember working in printing houses and in some of my own family's business, where what you had to store for printing a book was the offset lithography metal plates. Really hard to handle things. They are big. They're heavy. They're steel. They're thin, yeah. But I mean, you put 600 of those together. You've got to clean them. You have to keep them. You've got to not let the surface deteriorate. They have to be hung in a very special rack in a very careful way. One single book, a large area of storage, and these things deteriorate. So and mounting them on a press to put each one onto the roller on a press and then ink it, and oh my gosh, clean it, then ink it. Then when you finish printing the page, you've got to clean the plate again, take it off the drum. A lot of work, and so printing a book was a really steep mountain to climb before print on demand. And of course, what brought print on demand is the computer. And so that's, boy, has this been a boon to our cause. The computer, the internet, Donald Trump made possible, perhaps by the advent of the computer and the internet, the tweets that we just read to you. That's all happening through the millions and millions of subscribers, of followers that Donald Trump has. He's reaching directly to your computer, directly to your cell phone with his tweets. And he won the Pat Buchanan has a column out this week in which he points out that, 70,000 votes the other way, and Donald Trump would not have won Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. 70,000 votes, and we'd have President Hillary Clinton. So, we have that internet and so on, this new way of communicating for patriots to thank for that. Otherwise, we would be in quite a living hell right now with President Hillary Clinton. We've got a caller here. Let me see. We've got several callers. Laura in Michigan, I see you, and I see Kevin in Washington. I think the engineer just sent me a note saying that the computer revolution is so amazing. He says the future auto parts store will 3D print your parts. So look for that. Laura, let's go to you first. You're on the air.
I've got two quick things today. One is another program. It must be out on YouTube. There's a deathbed speech by George Orwell. And it's quite good, and he's very weak, you know, when he's saying it. You might want to look that up. Actually,
this is
his word.
Oh my gosh. Let me write that down. I can't recall whether I've actually ever heard George Orwell's voice. Eric Arthur Blair is his birth name. And he is, I forget the number. I think he's my sixth cousin. I'm a Blair myself. But the, wow, to hear his voice, and this is on YouTube?
It must be, because I heard it on a program. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to look for that while you're making your next point, Laura.
Okay, my next point is I figured out how to save Robert E. Lee. And here's how it is. Yesterday, I was listening to the History Channel. Robert E. Lee is a descendant of Pocahontas through her only child, John Rolfe. She was married to John Rolfe, her only son. And he's a descendant. So Robert E. Lee is a descendant of Pocahontas. So I think, hey, you know how the liberals love indigenous people. We can't take down the statue of Robert E. Lee. He's a descendant of Pocahontas.
That's clever.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I was wondering, you mentioned Pocahontas, Donald Trump, of course, likes to make fun of Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, her claim to be part Indian, that false claim, whereby she secured her faculty position at Harvard Law School and other goodies like that. And that was just a great laugh throughout the campaign and continues to be so. I had a one of the listeners to the show just had his DNA, which is just you just take a cotton tip swab in this particular test, you just drip a little bit of saliva into a little tiny tube and shake it and send it back. And he had his DNA tested, and he thought, now, this is a very common occurrence, folks, speaking of Pocahontas. He thought from family lore that all four of his grandparents were part Native American, part Indian. All four of them. And the, we're Chippewas over here, we're Choctaws over here. Okay, he got his DNA test back. 0%. And this happens.
I had the same thing. My grandmother was French Canadian and said we had Chippewa. When it came back, mine was all European. But you know what?
Yes.
A lot of the Eastern Indians, the Algonquins and Chippewas, they were white Indians. They came over from Europe.
Well, hang on to that.
Native American.
Well, no, that's not the real reason. That's a thought for that's an interesting thought. The possible migration of Europeans eastward across the North Atlantic, which I do believe occurred, and the best anthropologists today do believe that occurred. But The reason that there was no Chippewa in your family's ancestry, Laura, is because there wasn't any. There wasn't any. And this is so common. Now, at Ancestry.com and what's the other website? 23andMe, I guess referring to 23 chromosomes, that these websites, it's way over 90% of the people who expect to get an Indian, you know, some Indian in their ancestry, it's not there. Way over 90%.
You know, James, that's a big cultural difference between Canada and the U.S. A lot of Americans like to claim, I'm part whatever Choctaw, Chippewa, as if it's a boasting matter. I remember, true or not, that Loretta Lynn claimed to be part Cherokee and so on. In Canada, it's not considered much of a boasting matter. You mean you wouldn't go out of your way to say this? Probably even if it were true. As you know, the stories you've just mentioned here suggest that quite often the boast is more family legend than biological reality. It was basically frowned upon up here in the settler days to be mixing with natives. Yes, of course, some people did, but much less than I guess maybe family legend might have it. Certainly in Canada, you it wouldn't be a boasting matter except among the the most degenerate.
Well, Paul, I didn't realize that difference. We're so alike. We Canadians and Americans are so alike. I didn't realize that small difference. I do not know how or where this got started, but it is so common in American families for people to think that, oh, we've got we've got some Indian over here and some Indian over there, and somehow. But here's the interesting thing, folks. Now that we've got DNA testing, it's real easy to tell. And when you get that 0% result, it really is zero. And the result is that 99% of the people who think they have Indian ancestry don't have any. So, folks, go ahead, do that thing. It's only $79 when it's on sale. You get an amazing printout of your ancestry and your roots. Which I assure you are from Ireland and England and France and Denmark and Germany and Russia. I assure you, that's you're every bit the white person you always thought you were. don't
I find that so encouraging.
Yeah, don't worry. There's not a problem there.
This isn't going to be a Dinah Shore problem. She was the one who didn't she have a daughter who was distinctly on the black side? Or am I confusing it with somebody else?
Well, I'm not familiar with that story, but the I've got it now. I've got a good one. Thank you, Laura, very much. While you were speaking, I located the George Orwell deathbed tape. I did not know this existed, folks. I'll play it for you now. But after the show, do yourself a favor: go to YouTube and look up A Final Warning from George Orwell. It's only 2 minutes long. I'll play the whole thing right now. I'm hearing it myself for the first time. George Orwell is in a bed, looking. I think he died of tuberculosis, and died young. I'll look that up for you in a moment.
He wasn't even 50.
Yeah, one of the greatest men who ever lived, and what a genius! This is going to be a surprise for me. There's a woman here interviewing him. And this would be his death would have been somewhere like around 1950 or 51, be in that area. I'll look that up for you.
I think okay. It's
49. Okay, so here it is, folks. 2 minutes of George Orwell.
But he left one final warning. 1984 is, I believe, a quite terrifying masterpiece. So terrifying, in fact, I don't think I should like to read another like it.
I'm not...
Okay, we'll start that over again right after this break. Stay tuned, folks. ¶¶
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma.
Don't take no diploma.
Got much to lose, but got a lot to
got
gain.
Got a lot to gain.
Well, some might call me a
good time fella. I ain't black. I ain't yellow. And I'm not an Indian either. And bless everybody's heart, whatever race you are and so on. There is no ill will or ill feeling implied or meant when we white folks, sing a song like the one that Merle Haggard just sang for you. Merle Haggard did not have any animus towards anybody of any race. He was just a white boy looking for a place to do his thing. And that's all we're looking for. I remember a speech of Sam Dixon's that was very good, Paul, entitled A Modest Proposal. You might have been there when he made this speech. But A Modest Proposal, he made at American Renaissance once. And he read a poem by Padraig Colum, an Irish poet, about an old woman and her little house. And that all she wanted was a little place. I wish I had the poem at hand here, but all she wanted in this poem by Padraig Colum was a little house of her own. a little cupboard of her own where she could have her own crockery and, you know, a place that she could sit and, you know, watch nature. But that's so innate to all of us. And it was a wonderful poem. Sam used it to make the point, the modest proposal that all we white folks are asking for is a place of our own. That's all. We want to have a world, a country of our own, communities of our own, churches, schools. You know, we want our homes to be our own. And we don't want to live in, and we want it, and we want that for everybody else too. We want all, you know, all these other groups, all these other ethnicities to have a place of their own. Let me go back to, I know I'm delaying things here by not getting back to George Orwell. And I look it up. He's not my sixth cousin. He's my 12th cousin. A little more distant, but he's still my cousin, and we're still both Blairs. But the born in 1903 in Bengal, India, British India, and died in 1950, 46 years old of tuberculosis. And he talks about that in his last statement here, which is only 2 minutes long. And he ends it. I want you to visualize this. As he says that he gives an admonition to all of us, he looks into the camera, knowing he's looking into your eyes when he does that. He looks into the camera, obviously near death, and tells you what he wants you to do. So listen to this great man, George Orwell, speaking to you from the grave here.
But he left one final warning. 1984 is, I believe, a quite terrifying masterpiece. So terrifying, in fact, I don't think I should like to read another like it.
I am not absolutely dissatisfied with it. I think it is a good idea, but the execution would have been better if I had not been under the influence of TB when I wrote it.
You once claimed that you have an ability to face unpleasant facts. Is that what you demonstrated in 1984 by drawing an accurate portrait of the future?
I think that allowing for the book being, after all, a parody, something like 1984 could actually happen. This is the direction the world is going in at the present time. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. The sex instinct will be eradicated. We shall abolish the orgasm. There will be no loyalty except loyalty to the party. But always there will be the intoxication of power. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless.
We'll come right back to that point. I apologize. See you back in a minute.
That's well done.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Facebook.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now.
Yeehaw, hump and get it. thanks for joining us, folks. We're going to finish that George Orwell final... The final words in just a moment here. Here we go. I'm just going to run the tape back just a little bit. And here is Eric Arthur Blair, George Orwell, dying in 1950, the year he died of tuberculosis at the age of 46. And he looks quite a bit older than that in the picture. So he's really suffered, you can tell. Here it is, about where we left off.
There will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
That was it. That was it. His final recorded words. Don't let it happen. It depends on you. Back in 1950, Paul, you and I were 2 years old.
That's right. In my case, one.
1 year old. My gosh. So but thank you, Laura. I had no idea that recording existed. Thank you. I don't know if Laura's still there. It's been a long time. Yeah, Laura, that was a real gem, Laura.
Yep. Last week I talked about Chris Ann Hall. I really want to recommend, I ordered from my granddaughter, I heard one of her children's books, Essential Stories for Beginning Patriots. I really like to recommend that to anyone who has children.
Okay, thank you.
Remember that, Chris Ann Hall.
Okay, well, yeah, I have my six-year-old. Just amazed, we were over at great-grandma's house, and my six-year-old little boy just spontaneously opened a book that was near at hand and started amazing all of us by just reading very hard words. And something in Mother Nature, somehow it all just came together for him at that moment, and he was a reader, a tremendous reader, and he was reading... words like he read. Just to give you this was astonishing. The book was about dinosaurs, and there was a dinosaur in there called the pterosaur, which is spelled P-T-E-R-O, pterosaur, with a silent P. So he read right through that word and read pterosaur, and I said, son, the P is silent. And the next time he read it, he said pterosaur.
Wow.
I mean, go ahead.
It took phonics away from children. And phonics is a decoder of our language. They wanted to do the look say, and have the kids memorize the words. But the phonics has always been a decoder of our language, and they took that away from us. It's like saying, okay, Morse code without the dots and the dashes,
Yeah, and folks, Laura is so right. Let me tell you, my own experience, I felt I have not done nearly enough, tutoring and help with my little boy or my daughter earlier, on phonics. So I just did the basics of phonics. I just did a little bit of phonics, but I covered the sounds. And that's all he needed, because the... I found him yesterday on his computer. He's got his own computer, and he was trying to spell the word. He was doing a search, and he wanted to use the word restaurant. And he was sounding it out, and he was going, restaurant. And he spelled it correctly. I couldn't believe it. I was amazed. But yes, folks, phonics really works, and you just have to teach, just teach the sounds to your kids, and then this amazing thing, our amazing European brain will put all the pieces together, and you will be astonished. Somewhere down months or whatever later, your kid will pick up a book and start reading.
it just allows them to decode the language. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 44 sounds in the language. That's all they need to know is the 44. And the whole world is open to them. And these teachers, what they've done to poor kids, that's why no one reads anymore.
Yeah. Phonics is such a winner.
And the revolutionaries just had to try to discredit it and take it down or pretty much push it out of many, many school boards.
Go ahead. Let me switch to my 12-year-old. Another, thank you, Laura, for reminding me of this. People have talked about how bad Common Core is. And Common Core is the regime now in secondary schools in America, imposed by the Obama administration from top down. And Donald Trump, has undone that. It's going to take a while to completely undo it. But he issued a wonderful executive order and a memorandum, power of a memo. He issued both to his education department. He's saying, I want any federal interference in local education to stop right now. It's essentially what he said. I don't even want letters of advice going out from Washington to local schools. Schooling is a local matter. But now, let me just give you my own little story. So my daughter brings home the Common Core Algebra 1 textbook for her 7th grade class to me. And I open it up and start reading it to brush up on my own algebra and to help her. Oh, my gosh. I could not believe what a mush of nonsense where is the algebra? You know, it's like Stevie wanted to open a lemonade stand with Tanisha, and Tanisha and Stevie ran into Umbaya. Umbaya had only been in the country for 3 months and was having trouble with English. So Umbaya, it was like, where's the algebra? And on and on, the sense that. So here's what I did as a parent. I went online and I Google searched the best Algebra 1 textbook. And I came up with a consensus. People, there was a Texas 50 school teacher of 50 years who taught algebra. I'm trying to remember his name now. Forster. I think his name is Forster. It was $63. I don't care. It's worth it. I bought it new. The best. Old schools, but it's up to date. Algebra book. So I haven't gotten that yet, but that's what I'll do. My daughter will work in parallel with the real algebra book that that our white schools generated when Paul and I were kids. But it's an updated version. It's not like an old textbook, so it's current with the modern SAT terminology, which it has to be. But man, those Common Core books, they need to simply be dumpstered.
Yeah, it has very little to do with the skills that they are purportedly trying to teach, and it's all social engineering, as you were saying about Chiquila and Quashon and so on. But what does this have to do with learning the concepts of algebra?
Also, in the Common Core text, it says you will be assigned by your teacher to work with a group of three other students. And at your table, you will be solving problems as a team. Come on. And you're right. This is social engineering. Math is something you do at your desk with a pencil. You know, it is not something you do with a team.
You should also be able to do that math on your own if you're lost in the middle of the wilderness and you have to make some calculations about with your compass and so on. Where you may not have a team to sit down with, or the team you have may be morons.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll keep you updated on that. Laura, thank you very much.
Get your daughter that book, Essential Stories for Beginning Patriots. She's at the right age. She'll love that book.
Okay. Well, hopefully they'll both get to meet the greatest president in American history on Wednesday. thank you, Laura. Now, I don't know if you're still here, Kevin, in Washington. If you are, you are a patient man. Oh, Kevin, thank you.
All right.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to know if there's a resemblance.
Go ahead.
Between you. It's, I just want to know if there's a resemblance between the hair in your head and your pubes, you old nigger fucker.
Okay, well, I thought I should have expected that's where that was going to go. Kevin, have a nice rest of your life. We, you know, folks, we haven't had many calls like that. So let's go to let me do this. Let me go a little bit out of order. Alan, hang on. We're going to go to Dan in Hawaii. Dan, you're next.
Hi. Well, poor Kevin.
Yeah. Somebody help Kevin out. Yep.
Poor Kevin. I wanted to give a shout out to a guy that did some real tremendous things for modern technology. Hardly anybody knows about him. He worked at Bell Labs. He actually started out, he was a part-time cowboy up north of Spokane. His name was Walter Bratton. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes, he's one of the inventors of the transistor, isn't he?
Yeah, well, that was his baby right there. And he had a couple workers that worked with him. They all got the Nobel Prize.
But, yes.
That was his concept with gold and germanium working together.
And I don't mean to shock you. You know, Dan, you're right. All too few people know about Bratton. He's my cousin. It's one reason I know about him. And the and as are the other, William Shockley is a cousin of mine as well. But the
well, then you and I must be related, because my mother was a Bratton, and she knew him. She was raised in Chewila, north of Spokane.
Well, Dan, we'll have to talk. We will definitely have to talk, and I'll let you know my family tree on the Bratton side, and also Shockley. And the but yes, these geniuses that invented things like the transistor, oh my gosh, you know, they've totally transformed the world. And all the the conversation you and I are having right now wouldn't be happening without Bratton and Shockley and this small group of geniuses.
Yeah, it's worth discussing in the future.
Well, you know, thank you very much. And I can tell, you know, you've been around the track a few times, it sounds, if I may take the liberty to say that. Yes. And so it comes out in your last comment that we appreciate, those of us that have been around a while, we appreciate because we've been there, we've seen it, we remember it, how wonderful this world that produced us really was. And you know, when Donald Trump came out with that statement, "Make America Great Again," didn't you, like the rest of us of our vintage, recognized immediately what he was saying?
Absolutely.
You know, he's 71 years old, so he was thinking back to when he was a boy in Queens, and it was a great place to live.
Oh yeah.
It's hard for people to imagine that Queens was ever a great place to live, but it was. New York City was a great place to live.
I went through submarine school in New London, and I went through Queens, through Astoria, about 65, a wonderful place.
Yeah. That's when I graduated from high school. Yeah. And the but that's something that we can contribute, and that we, not to overly take pride in ourselves, but just that memory that we have something that's our heritage that we can hand on like a torch to the upcoming generations, so that they can, so that things are not forgotten.
Yeah, without the transistor, we wouldn't be anywhere right now.
Yeah, well, my father was one of the great designers in the country of televisions and radios, and he's gone now, but if only he had known when he was designing at Packard Bell Electronics that he was a cousin of William Shockley, and the inventor of the transistor that my dad was making his living with. He had no idea that he was a cousin of William Shockley. It would have meant so much to him. He's also a cousin of Philo Farnsworth, the inventor of television, and my dad was designing televisions.
Amazing.
But he was also a cousin of Philo Farnsworth. Yeah. Well, And of course, that's a whole story there. The story of Philo Farnsworth, an amazing story, illustrating a lot of things that we say. Well, thank you very much. You know, Dan, are you calling all the way from Hawaii?
On the Big Island.
Yeah. Do you get to listen? You know, Mike Rivero is in Hawaii, and he's featured here on RBN. Do you listen into Mike Rivero's show?
Yes, I do. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Rivero goes way back, and his website, whatreallyhappened.com, one of the best websites ever created.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Dan, please call often, Dan, and we'll go to
thank
Alan.
You.
Thank you. We'll go to Alan after this break.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. This war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
We're back, folks.
Ain't no sense
in- Thanks for tuning in. I hope Dan in Hawaii is still listening. And Alan, hang on there in Chicago. You're next. An afterthought for you, Dan, in Hawaii. During the break, I looked up a little of this ancestry. And just to show you how wonderful Ancestry.com is, folks, I didn't get my Walter Bratton. I didn't have time to do my Walter Bratton research, but he's a cousin of mine, one of the co-inventors of the transistor. The other co-inventors were John Bardeen and William Shockley. And William Shockley is my seventh cousin. And the ancestry, when you're a cousin to somebody, folks, this is how it's so powerful. It means you share a grandparent with somebody to be their cousin. You have to share a grandparent. It's what it means. That's where you share the blood. And in this case, John Alden, who was on the Mayflower, one of the signers of the Mayflower Compact, John Alden is my grandfather through his daughter, Hannah, and is William Shockley's grandfather through his son, Captain Jonathan Alden. So it's fun. Not only it's wonderful to be cousins, and then there's the link, the actual, you know, shared bond is just, it feels so wonderful. It's tremendous. And to show you how tremendous Ancestry.com is, I am related to John Bardeen, and this shows you the power of this website. It's not so simple as being a cousin or nephew. In the case of John Bardeen, my relationship is this. I am his third cousin. I am the third cousin of the wife of his fifth cousin. So only a computer, speaking about the blessings of computers, folks, only a computer could tell you that you were the third cousin of the wife of somebody's fifth cousin. There's no way with paper and pencil you could keep track of something like that. But you can flawlessly keep track with the power of a database like Ancestry.com. All right. And now, Alan, it's your turn. And then in the wings, we're holding for Melissa and Spencer, two callers in Maryland. Let's go to Alan in Chicago. Alan, you're on the air.
Hey, James, if we get cut off by the break, could you just hold me for just another minute afterwards? I want to say thank you to you and James and to Paul. And I'd like to quote Mike Rivero that RBN does have the smartest audience, and we use their Achilles heel, which is our knowledge. And I thank Laura for bringing to light that interview. I watched it. I also just sent you, James, a full BBC interview of him, and then also I found some interviews with Aldous Huxley also. And I'd like to make a comment on the Common Core. It's child abuse. It's plain and simple.
We'll come right back to Alan. Alan, the microphone is yours as long as you want, right after this break.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.